This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Positive for info. That's good. This is, I suppose, the old term infotainment may apply to try to give you our updates in an entertaining way. But most importantly, people need to have some hope. There's another chance. By the way, the sun is coming up today. Excuse me. You all have arisen. You woke up. There is some infinite wisdom at hand here. So we have one more chance, one more day. To straighten all this out, let's hope that we are all on the same page. Excuse me, Jennifer and I are going through, amongst other things, our allergies. So half the time we open up our mouth. This is something that's been going on with me for the past, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Me too, but it's cracked to give my voice. A panic attack right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're going, oh, God.
Am I dying or do I have a sniffle?
I actually read an article in the L.A. Times yesterday that said allergies or coronavirus.
Yeah.
Anxiety-inducing time for allergy sufferers or something.
Sure is. So, Andy Cohen, somebody that you ladies have taught me about, tested positive, what, a couple of weeks ago? The COVID-19. So he was talking on his radio show with his listeners. He does a Sirius XM program, How He Recovered. He said, I felt like I wanted to recuperate quietly. It took about 10 or 11 days to work it through my system. It takes a bit of time to get your energy back. Quote, my symptoms were a fever, tightness in my chest, a cough. He was very achy. He said even eating toast was challenging. Chills, loss of smell, loss of appetite. He found relief in over-the-counter medication, took a lot of Tylenol, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of liquids. He said one thing I can recommend to people, made me feel really good about it, is having a pulse oximeter. I don't know what that
is. It tells
you
what oxygen's in your
blood. Oh, right, on your finger.
He's lucky
He's
lucky because he's rich. Many people are struggling to have access to one of those to see what the oxygen saturation is.
Right.
He's also lucky he was able to get a test because he got one relatively easily, and a lot of people still...
I guess I shouldn't say rich. It might be celebrity more than being
celebrity.
Rich,
yeah. Well, yeah. Both. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, and that sort of echoes what Daniel Day Kim said last week, who recovered from it pretty much the same way. He described it pretty much the same way. So as some of these celebrities who have gotten it go through the course and talk about it, Daniel Day Kim said, I never experienced anything like this, and you aren't. You'll never experience anything like this. Come around through it. It's not a death sentence. It's just something to be very careful, very cautious about. But I used the term earlier that this was a big... I was talking about how the gas and oil industry is changing dramatically and how the focus on climate change or what's going on in the atmosphere. I don't like that term. But whatever it is, it's changing. And I wonder how we all view the world today and what will happen, how it will change. There is, I think, a lot of consequential stuff going on here that will affect us for the rest of our lives. I was talking to my grandson about it. And it's not, I don't think it's too soon to think about some of this stuff. Maybe even responsible for us to think about what happens when all this difficulty ends, because it will end. It just is what form and how long and that sort of thing. I found a lot of info coming from Dr. Oz has been pretty good. I don't know if the rest of you are watching him or listening to him.
I've seen a few things, I think, on the Today Show.
Yeah, and what do you think of him? He's been...
I love Dr. Oz.
He's very calming.
Practical,
yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah. So
the other one I have to give props to, just because, just to be a little self-serving, but the other day I had the Surgeon General on my program, the nicest man, as apolitical as you can probably be working for an administration. He is just kind and young and energetic and wanting to make sure that people realize that there's a way out of this, that it's not the death sentence that a lot of people right. are looking at this as. And I thought he was so encouraging. He actually is going to come back on the program I do locally in Los Angeles every week. He said he liked being with us and the different perspectives.
You're going to have Dr. Ken. I'm sure that he would be able to go on with you.
Both another doctor that I love, but just, yeah.
So,
worth pointing out.
Yesterday or the day before, when I was talking about Mark Cuban and what he did, he went on a couple of radio programs on different competing stations. He said, "You want me to do this? Put the two stations together and I'll go on." And that's what they did. So he, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, probably the most successful of all the entrepreneurs that are on Shark Tank, a very likable but businesslike, very no fooling around personality. He has started talking about what he thinks the world will be like. And it has gotten my juices flowing, actually, thinking about teleconferencing, the remote tools that we've been using on this program for years and years and years, but now how people have discovered Zoom and Skype and WebEx and whatever else. You guys probably know more about some of the other things that are out there. The way we deliver medical supplies, what hospitals have as supplies, what we have in our home for cleaning supplies. Think about that. I mean, some of the simplest things, people exercising. I've spent more time, I spend about a half an hour a day, now maybe 40 minutes depending on what time I get back to the house. Usually it's around dark when I come back from the farm, and I go down to the gym. And it's something that I'm always sort of concerned about and have been practicing. But
do you have a gym in your house?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Downstairs I have, yeah. And so
you're lucky.
That makes it, yeah. But there are a lot of things you can do, Victoria. As you know, you can do yoga, stretch out. You can do fast walk.
Yoga.
I know. I don't like it either. But
you can also walk from your bedroom to the kitchen. I've been doing that a lot. Bedroom,
yes,
kitchen.
Right.
Bedroom, kitchen.
Yeah. Bedroom, oven.
Up and down the stairs.
Pull out the cake. Pull out the cookies.
Up and down the stairs, that kind of stuff. I think that one of the people, Mark, was talking about is going to happen. Airports, planes are going to change. They're going to have to. Airlines are going to have to make the planes. The cruise ships are going to have to be made. Hotels are going to have to be made. Resorts are going to have to be made to be cleaner. So maybe there's more, you know, and cars. I think this year you're going to see a lot of cars. Yesterday I talked about how the Jeep has become the number one seller, best seller in the country over the past month or so, because people are planning ahead for their summer vacation. They want to go out and they want to see the country. They want to explore it. And Jeeps are a lot easier to get around some of the rough terrain than are, you know, you're not going to drive around in a Mercedes into the hinterlands. And then restaurants, the big chain restaurants, they'll all survive. But what happens to the local restaurants? And that's something that is a concern to me, and I think all of you feel the same way about it. I don't do much restauranting, but when I do it, I go to a local fish restaurant that we have here, a local Italian restaurant that we have here, and I want those places to survive. So, you know, you need to be thinking about how to support these restaurants if you want them to survive on the other side of this. As far as entertainment is concerned, you think people are going to go back to the movies? I think people will go to the movies because that's what I like to do.
Are movie companies going to keep releasing movies the way they're doing it, though, which is $20 for first-time releases at home?
Yeah,
I think they miss a great deal of the audience. The linear television, World News Tonight and all that stuff, that viewership has doubled. Biggest numbers in 20 years for all three of the networks, 12, 13, 14 million viewers. They haven't seen those many viewers, you know, since September 11th, actually. You go back to it. The streaming is exploding on all of this stuff. One wonders about concerts. The Dave Matthews concert on Yahoo, 3 million people watch that. Is that going to change? Are we going to not go to streaming venues? We're not going to go to the concert hall to watch concerts?
I don't think that's true at all. I think that people are, that people aren't going to go.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, I think that people are watching Dave Matthews or, you know, the Elton John thing on TV because that's what's available now. That's
all they
can do.
Did you watch the John Legend, the stuff that was on?
I watched a bit of John. Not last night. I watched John Legend when he was on Instagram doing a live show like a week or two ago. And it's just, yeah, that's nice because you get more of a personal aspect. You get to see them singing in their home and talking to them and stuff. But I don't think that's ever going to replace the live experience of seeing someone in concert.
But it'll be a long time, Victoria.
People will be nervous.
People will exactly. Yeah. We'll be nervous going into a into an arrangement like that.
Yeah, but I think that people were still. I mean, people are nervous about terrorist attacks. People are nervous about other things, but they still go out and do it.
It takes
eventually.
People a while to get back, but we do at some point. I mean, it might be a slow build, but we go back.
One of the other things that I think you can speculate on in the future is big government coming back again. Big government in a big way right now, whether you like it or you don't like it. There's a lot of
I don't think small government exists, actually.
You never did.
Not to argue with you, but look at how powerfully big the government is right now. Imagine what it could look like under with
everything.
With other ideals in place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The jobs will be in the government. The jobs will be in the medical sector. Jobs will be in the technology sector. That sort of thing. A lot of people are going to have to change what they do for a living in order to survive. Our borders will be, I think that Trump will have his wish and the wish for many others who want to have a secure border. This will be the impetus for that. We'll be resourcing materials from lots of, here's a guy who is a professor of economics at BU who writes in a local article that I saw yesterday, we'll be sourcing materials from our own countries. This is what we seem to have wanted. Squeezing the global supply chain helps domestic business. It'll be a different way. Doing business with China is a thing of the past for many. And that's how, you know, when they were meeting the G20 the other day, they were all trying to figure out how they could make. And I say this, China needs to pay because this all started there. In some way, shape, or form, there needs to be a responsibility there. And so far, they've denied it. So, a lot of doctors.
They haven't allowed the World Health Organization to even have any boots on the ground for, 2 years now?
Yeah.
So that has got to stop.
There's new legislation in Congress that would allow people who have died or who have taken huge injury from coronavirus to sue China.
Good.
So
good.
If just they like do that 11. Legislation, yep. If they do that, then that would be a good thing.
Yep. All right. So good things are continuing. Here's 19 past the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In a world full of hate, be a light. That's a new song from Thomas Rhett, celebrating his 30th birthday with a new song. This is it. Want to crank it up a little, Tara?
Time full of norms, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live in a place that needs to change, make a difference. In a world.
That's a good anthem for all the stuff that's going on now, don't we think? Sounds like it is, anyway. This song was written last year. Features Reba, Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott, Chris Tomlin, and Keith Urban together. He wrote the song. Rhett wrote the song as a way to process the negativity and sadness he was seeing in the world. Song released this week out of the urging of Rhett to his label team, explaining during an Instagram Live, I wrote this song last year. The song was really just about being a light in a dark place, being an encouragement to people. We weren't supposed to release this now, but I really felt like the song needed to come out. I hope it puts a smile on your face in this crazy time. Proceeds from the sale of the song go to the Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund, which goes toward members of the industry, the music industry, who are suffering from the coronavirus, those who work, who are out of work because of the situation that we find ourselves in. So that's very giving and very appropriate. I like this. Crank it up again, please, Kara. I like this.
Be a light.
Yep, world full of problems. Be a light. Coming up about 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, you. Dolly is here. Dolly up next announcing a new video series entitled Good Night with Dolly. She's going to read from children's books on Thursday evenings starting this Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time on the YouTube channel for Parton's Imagination Library. It's going to go for 10 weeks. Listen to this. This is... They introduce Miles to part. Yeah.
This big old world is full of dreams. dreams and possibilities, and a train of life is filled with hopes and opportunities. So stay on track and don't look back, just learn the rules and know the facts.
God love her. She is.
Horrible.
She certainly is. So apparently the songs that she, the books that she's going to read, she's chosen carefully for their appropriate content for this time. And then the footage from the series will have Parton and illustrations of the books sort of back and forth, her singing and then stories with the illustrations
reading,
for the books.
What they mean is that you'll be able to see her and then they're going to go back and forth so that the kids can see the illustrations.
The yeah. Right. Yeah. She said, this is something I've been wanting to do for quite a while, but the timing never felt quite right. I think it's pretty clear that now is the time to share a story and to share some love. It is an honor for me to share this talent of these authors and illustrators. They make us smile. They make us laugh. They make us think. That's what I want for my grandson, my grandchildren. My son has a couple probably in the next 10 years. Yeah, I want them to smile and laugh and love and think. The stories include, there's a hole in the log of the bottom of the lake. Wait a minute, there's a hole in the log on the bottom of the lake. Llama, llama, red pajama. I am a rainbow and coat of many colors. Dolly wrote that herself. She also announced that the library that Dolly built, a documentary on the founding of the Imagination Library, has been postponed from its original theatrical release of April 2nd to a premiere September 21st. To actually commemorate the 25th release of the...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City will soon convert some of its hotels into temporary hospitals, hoping to deal with the growing need for facilities amid the coronavirus pandemic. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, saying the city is working with the federal government to lease rooms and, in some cases, entire hotels that are near overburdened hospitals. The NCAA Division I Council is granting an extra year of eligibility to student-athletes in spring sports, whose seasons were cut short because of the pandemic. A new poll is suggesting most Americans do not believe the economy will bounce back quickly after the pandemic ends. The Harris poll out today finds 30% of Americans say it will probably take about 4 months until the virus spread flattens before they can do things like even go out to dinner. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Didn't get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Our messages of hope and help continue here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, you and yours. The people who have come down with this, no matter what their age, there are people making it through. Victoria is following the story of this 101-year-old man who is beating his chest today, apparently.
Well, this is something I encourage. If you're on Instagram, it's called the Good News _ Movement, and it's a really sweet account. And it's just, if you really do want some good news and stories of hope and togetherness and people helping each other, it's just, it's so uplifting. And I found this story yesterday of a 101-year-old man. He lives in Italy. He's being identified as Mr. P. And so he is now recovering from the COVID-19, from the coronavirus in the Italian city of Rimini is where he lives. Now get this. So he's already beaten COVID, okay? He is also a Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
And for the trifecta, he also survived the Spanish flu. He had the Spanish flu and beat it. He beat the Holocaust, and now he's beaten the coronavirus. This guy, we need to study him. We need to take his blood.
Find out when he was born. Let's see what the astrology is of his life. Yes.
We need to know everything about this man. But congratulations to him. He is now, the doctors are saying that everyone has been talking about him in the hospital, and they saw hope for the future because he's 101 years old and he's recovering now. So it's wonderful.
So there's a hat trick in the auto industry as well now, because all the three major manufacturers and, well, they actually took the sign from Tesla, who started first to make these ventilators. Now Ford says it's going to join General Motors and Chrysler to make as many as 50,000 ventilators within the next 100 days. They are going to continue producing 30,000 a month after that. They said they're going to make these ventilators in Ypsilanti, Michigan, at a components plant. The factory, staffed by 500 UAW members volunteering to work on the project. The ventilator is currently being made by a company in Florida called Aeron Corporation. And the patent is licensed by GE. So they're going to send, you know, they just, everybody's agreeing, okay, we'll make a, we'll all work together, which is the way it ought to be, frankly. The Ford plant is producing the ventilators around the clock. They make 7,200 of the devices per week. They're also working with GE to increase GE's own production of the ventilators. So this is more good people working together. This is the new world order, I'm telling you. The best thing that could happen out of this is what we're seeing. You know, it'll bring out the best of the best and the worst of the worst. It just, you know, it just works that way. So I'm much happier to bring out the best of the best, frankly. There is a need for us to be happy. And most of the time when we feel good and we feel well, because they're two different adjectives, and it drives me nuts. Victoria and I laugh about this all the time because of how people misuse good. How are you doing? Those people are doing good. Well, if they're doing good, then they're doing good works. Like people...
Maybe they are.
Well, they're doing good and they're doing well. Both of those things can apply. I joined a group of people here in Framingham yesterday who are supporting the local food drive. There's an outfit called Daniel's Table here.
So they're doing well at doing good?
Gross. They're doing both of those things. Yes, Jennifer, thank you. And so that, and every community probably has something like this, or certainly can instigate this. There's a radical shift that's already begun. And part of it is the wellness. I think we've been underscoring that. The wellness movement, I think, is here to stay. People are thinking about the food they eat, they're thinking about the exercise, they're thinking about how tough it, you know, when you're fat and you can't breathe properly because your lungs are compromised, there's a problem there. And I think that there are people, the political world, it's going to go kicking and screaming into the new reality. But I see some movement on both sides, actually, if you really dig into the weeds. We have become nationalistic, not jingoistic. I think we have been jingoistic for a long time, but we are now becoming nationalistic. And I think I made comment about that, didn't I, in the last half hour, ladies? About how we're, and not just our country, not just America, but countries in general are going to bring production of things back in-house, if you will, because they have seen the damage done by the Chinese. The way we all sort of collectively, everybody went, okay, we'll buy everything from China because they can produce it cheap. Well, you see what that has given us. It's brought the world to its knees. And I think, Victoria, didn't you say that there were, or Jennifer, there's a bill in Congress to allow people to sue the Chinese government because of this? Yeah. And that's a, you know, whether you get anywhere or not remains to be seen. But there are glaring spotlights on them.
How much we rely on them to make our prescription drugs.
Well, that, just for everything. Never mind. Just
we should be ashamed
everything.
Of ourselves.
We
for
should
letting
be.
This get so far.
Well, it started, and I don't want to point fingers. We all know it started with Clinton when he took away the tax incentives to be in Puerto Rico, where all the drugs were made heretofore. But why isn't there some tax incentive in any state in our country? Right, yeah. If you could bring it back, it would put Puerto Rico back on its feet
again. Certainly help Puerto Rico. Oh, my gosh.
Sure as heck would. Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, lots of things to share. People sharing more, not hoarding things, although you still see what I see in some, I think New Zealand, they have 10 times as many. What the heck did I see? There was something. Hold on a second. Let me go backwards for a minute. All right. Well, I'm distracted because I got this story of this high school girl, Amelia Schantz, S-C-H-A-N-T-Z. Last week she found out her prom was canceled. Most of the proms are canceled, right? If not all of them?
Yeah.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. It would make sense. She said, I knew it was going to be canceled. It was for the best. But when they announced it, we were all kind of sad, she and her friends. This young lady who's in isolation with her home in Louisville, Colorado, had an idea.
Already had her dress, which is a big deal to a girl.
All right, so you know the story? You want to tell
the
story?
I just know she already had her dress, and so she decided to come up with something very creative.
Right. So she's having her own prom at home with her family, with her mother, her father, her younger sister, and her dog.
At least she'll get the pictures.
Right. And so, okay, if you're excited and you love your family, that's kind of a way. I'm just giving you ideas. Maybe you'll do something.
I saw something similar last week with a kid who was turning 21, but he was at home with his family, and so they turned his garage basically into like a rave. They put a bunch of like flashing lights on the ceiling and had a party in their garage, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. All of this stuff, you know, people are making the best of it. This kid, there's pictures of she and her sisters in their gowns dancing around the house, the father and the mother. I don't know. It's just kind of cool. Home prom. So have a prom at home if you're all kind of worried about what to do and how to do it. Go. Just have some fun at home. I hope that you're learning to appreciate your family. Family's getting to know each other. what did you say? There was an increase in divorces in New York?
Yeah, because everybody's spending time together. But not only did she do this prom at home and she asked her dad to be her date, but then she decided to do a TikTok prom. So everybody did a stay-at-home prom. I guess it went all around the world, not just in this country, but she got responses from Germany and the Netherlands. And so everybody was dressing up and doing their own proms.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Very good thing. I want to call your attention to something that is from the listening department. Our podcasts seem to be doing the opposite of what everybody else's podcasts are doing, but then that's the way it is, it seems, with what we put together here. The podcasts, especially the things about family, food, the farm, and the Good Day Health podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com, and the American Family Farmer Show.com is the place for you to listen every week to my discussions about farming and what's going on, the food, farm, family connection. The one that's podcast this week features a fellow named Todd Koch, who has a dairy farm in the Northwest. He and his family have enjoyed they grew up around it. So, people ask me about my love of cows. I've been around cows all my life. And how it is, they don't understand it because they don't understand the farm. Once you're around the farm, you're around the cows, you're around what it feels like, there's nothing more healing for me, and I've said this for years because of the way that I live my life. There was lots of stress all the time, businesses that I was involved in, not just radio but other things, created in me a lot of stress. So I found getting on my tractor and doing whatever, or one of my tractors, and doing stuff is fabulously healing. Now, everybody can do that, but you get on your bike or you do, something to get you outside. This fellow in his farm has created a new cheese-making facility, and the cheese, the ingenuity they came up with, they have a... The best part of this is the vodka that he's making. Listen up, folks. They have a vodka spirit called Cowcahol. And it's a vodka.
Apparently
from cheese.
Very smooth,
cheese,
Jen.
Whey. Yeah.
I've heard good stuff about it.
Right.
Cowcahol. You can make vodka from anything, huh?
Yes, you can. So there it is. And anyway, that story is in our most recent podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, online, or you wherever get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, all of this stuff. it's a pretty cool that people are listening because they want to know. And you got lots of time, so help yourself. We're at your service and on your side here on the DJV program at 45 after the hour.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, commercial vehicles, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, and also online at progressive.com. I noticed that the police down in Florida arrested a pastor for holding church services. His name is Rodney Howard Brown. Said he wouldn't close the doors of his church in Tampa, it's a mega church, until the end of time. Police weren't willing to wait that long. Sheriff's deputies arrested the pastor, who has continued to host large church services despite orders urging residents to stay home. The pastor has been charged with two counts of unlawful assembly and violation of health emergency rules. Both are second-degree misdemeanors. There was an order directing residents last week to remain at home, effective the 27th of March, except for essential services. Pretty much the same order that exists everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So should this pastor have been arrested? Should the church have been closed down that way?
Well, I think for spreading misinformation, he was telling the congregation that social distancing didn't do anything, it was stupid, that they don't need to do it. I mean, this is a...
So
I understand, and I understand and believe in religious freedoms, but not at the cost of everyone else's public safety.
It'd be hard to enforce, though. That's, freedom of speech and all of that.
I agree, it's hard to enforce. 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In and at your service. This is time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to spread his knowledge and his independent voice, which I appreciate very much. He doesn't always have the same info, and that's good. What do we need to listen to the same stuff over and over again for? The one spin that Ken has about the drugs, the unapproved drugs that are treating coronavirus. How about we turn to prevention? How about that, boys and girls? And maybe between the prevention, Jack, and the cure for this, there are some homeopathic things. I think you underscored in our last conversation, or one of our last more recent conversations, about the need for, because you're a GAPS practitioner, in addition to being a Nuka chiropractor, a GAPS method, keeping your gut healthy and clean, is the way to be healthy and clean.
Sure.
So getting there is a part of the trip here. I've been speculating the last couple of days about how the world is going to change, and I think that people are going to be much more health conscious than they have been, for pretty obvious reasons, being forced into it. So now you have a suggestion for all of us, a pretty simple suggestion, in fact. What is it?
Well, you hear a lot in the news right now about zinc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hydroxychloroquine and zinc and the Z-Packs, they have known for
is that what Z-Pack is?
No, that's an antiviral thing.
Yeah.
But they're including zinc with it because they've known for research that was done over 50 years ago that zinc was the silver bullet against coronavirus. There's ample research, peer-reviewed research, 50 years old, that talks about that, because...
Yeah, remember, coronavirus is not... This is a new strain, but coronavirus, if you look at a bottle of Lysol, it says on the side of it, will clean up coronavirus. So this is just a new strain. All right, excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, well, even if it's a new strain, and whether it was man-made or not, because the jury's still out, the fact is, it's a coronavirus, and coronaviruses have a certain way of reacting to the environment around them. And it has long been known that zinc therapy empowers your thymus gland to produce lifelong antibodies from what's called T memory cells. And that's why you hear zinc in the news all the time now relative to the coronavirus that we're talking about, the COVID-19. Because zinc is a very powerful anti-coronavirus supplement for the body. And, interestingly enough, zinc deficiency, if you compare the symptoms involved with zinc deficiency, they are very common to a coronavirus infection. So, and this isn't just me saying this. Every time I turn on the news somewhere, they're talking about the, I guess the government now has approved the chloroquinone.
Yes.
And sure. They talk about, in conjunction with it, zinc and the Z-Packs, where people are having great success taking care of people who've succumbed to the virus. So that's, I just wanted to mention that this morning because this isn't new news. This has been known for decades that zinc is, and people who try to do things that are necessary to prepare themselves for flu season when it comes along, and they start taking more vitamin C, and a lot of them will take zinc.
Yeah,
and so I always recommend
Asia, golden seal stuff
yes.
like that.
Yeah, it's just common sense because we've known for a long time those things build the immune system. That's why we use zinc liver chelate at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yep. All right. So you can get that as a standard process thing. You get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. One of the things we're underscoring in terms of our health and well-being is the way to lose weight, the practical way, the healthy way, because there are unhealthy ways of losing weight. The healthy way is to use Calitrin, which is the nation's number one weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free and has an 86 boosts, an 86% success rate. So in order for you to be healthy this time of year, normally we want to look better anyway because we're getting ready to go outside and be more visible swimming and otherwise. But no, that's not the emphasis this year. The emphasis this year is on maximizing your health so that you will not get sick. The special deal at TopLoss.com using the DJV code allows you to buy three or more bottles and get twice as many. So you buy three or four or five or ten, you get twice as many. I say stay on the program for 6 months because it trains your body to lose the weight and keep it off. Get the deal, get the info, order at TopLoss.com using the code D.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.